Our culture clamors for success. We exalt the successful athlete, businessman, actor, or politician, and we avoid the failures. A.W. Tozer described our view of success perfectly when he wrote, "Men are judged by their ability to do. They are rated according to the distance they have come up the hill of achievement. At the bottom is utter failure, at the top, complete success. And between these two extremes, the majority of civilized men sweat and struggle from youth to old age." From all appearances, Tom looked like a terrific success. A full colonel in the Air Force, Tom was a command pilot with a Ph.D. in aeronautics. He was deputy commander of an important Air Force research organization, but Tom found his work depressing. The challenge was gone. He had a great family, but he still felt empty inside. I was surprised to hear how Tom described his, quote, successful life. "All that should have made me happy did no good at all," he explained. "I had no friends who really cared for me or were concerned about what I was going through." Then Tom's life changed. His son, an outstanding gymnast, fell and broke his hip. While treating the fracture, doctors found a large tumor. They needed to amputate the leg. Tom's son would never compete in gymnastics again. Tom was paralyzed by the news. His first thought was that he needed God. He came to me and he said, "Jerry, I know that you and Mary pray, and I really need prayer." Later that week, in a church service, he understood the gospel and became a believer in Christ. While in the hospital, Tom's son also became a Christian. The doctors tried an alternative surgery, and amputation wasn't necessary. Several months later, Tom's son was again competing in gymnastics at a national level. Tom now understands the struggle he felt in achieving worldly success. He knows he gave himself to the wrong things. He knows that when he found Christ, he found true success. True success is success in God's eyes. His view of success is totally different from the fleeting good feeling of worldly success. What is God's way to success? It's simple: obedience to Him. In Joshua 1:8, God promised Joshua that if he continually meditated on God's law and carefully obeyed it, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So obedience is God's primary standard for success. Our feelings, the opinion of others, and society's standards can never overrule God's judgment. His view of our success is the only one that counts. Ultimately, He is our only judge. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Jerry White.